Panama Keys.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I just got back from Florida. The tent's still up. They haven't got it down yet, but I wanted to tell you again how much we appreciated that great job you did.
Well, I'm delighted, sir. I had such marvelous reports. General Haig called me, and Ziegler called, and so many people called. It was just marvelous.
Well, it was a great show, and my only regret is that all three networks didn't carry it.
Yeah, well, we're talking to ABC now, and...
You're still talking to them, huh?
They're talking about repeating it.
Well, they ought to.
Yeah, because so many people, Jack Webb called me, he stayed up till 2 in the morning, and so many people did. I was delighted because I think it was great for the guys. I know someone who flew back with them, and all I could do was talk about the evening. It was great for them.
Oh, yes.
Good newspaper stuff. I didn't get into this on the phone with you the other night because we were so late and we were so rushed, and I don't want to tie you up. I wrote Wayne.
Yeah, I know you did. I could tell that.
Stewart and Montalban.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to drop good thoughts about you, but from different directions.
That was great.
And
great.
The reason I wrote them wasn't to get them to say it. I thought they would, but I thought we could get them, you know, from different directions. I was thrilled to pieces, I gotta tell you.
I thought they were fantastic.
Well, you know, Miriam wore a guy's bracelet for 3.5 years, and he was in prison for 7 years. And by God, she danced with him in the White House at 2:00 that morning, and that's the biggest thrill that's ever happened to her.
Of course.
You know, it was a great, great occasion.
And for him, too, yeah.
It was just great, yes, yes.
They went on to 4, you know.
What's that?
They went on to 4:00.
Yeah, I heard they did.
The dancing did, isn't that great?
They did. God, that's good. I'm glad you're happy, and I watched you. You were doing a funny thing. You were reading Hope's cue cards with him. Did you know that? I was watching you from backstage.
Yeah.
Well,
it was fun, yeah.
Yeah. Well, God love you. I'm delighted that to you. If we all gave you a couple hours out of all this crap, I'm delighted just because of that.
Well, don't worry about the crap. It'll pass, Paul. You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is
hard for you.
Oh, well, but that's
right.
That kind of stuff, you know, it, as far as the decent people in this country are concerned, they're not affected by this kind of horseshit.
Yeah. Well, let's get it behind us.
That's right. Don't lose your confidence.
Oh, don't you worry. Don't you ever worry.
Those guys, Wayne and Stewart and those guys were really up, weren't they?
Oh, God, yeah. I flew back with them the next day on your plane. Geez, they were just in another world. They were just walking around, and they were still trying to believe what had happened. I think, I've talked to Bullard, I think they all ought to get something, those performers.
Oh, yes. Well, we're trying to, they'll all, of course, get a... I'm going to send a special letter to them, but we're trying to think of something in the way of a certificate or something, perhaps.
I think that'll be nice, because, see, some of them have cufflinks.
Oh, the hell with the cufflinks. I meant a certificate or something like that, or I don't know, but if you can, you work it out with Steve. Tell him to work out something. Will you do that?
Yes, sir.
And if we can find some kind of a gift, the cufflinks are, no, they've got that, but give them something else. And a little certificate or, you know, something that, so that they can really feel that, you know, they participated in a great event.
Yes, they did. They did. We all did. Well, we're glad.
Right.
It's a great thing, and I'm glad that you still feel up about it.
You bet your life.
God love you.
Okay, bye.
Take care of yourself. Bye, sir.